What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo. And you, we got John Blau coming up here in about 40 minutes from now. We'll check in on all things going on in Clemson. Of course, it is hashtag peak off season for football, meaning there's a lot of ranking and speculation happening on stations across America right now. So we'll get some of John Blau's way too early predictions on what this season could look like in college football for Los Tigres, as well as everything else going on in Clemson, South Carolina. That's in about 40 minutes from right now. Also, a very interesting article about college football published in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend that I would like to get into. It's discussing the amount of money that is currently going into college football rosters right now, the growing amount of money going into college football rosters, and the belief by many that over the next couple of years, there might be a crash in the amount of money that is being placed into college football rosters, and a discussion on what happens to teams who have based their entire strategy on, let's just get a bunch of money and utilize that money to assemble the best team that we can. What happens if that money dries up and those teams have put a lot of emphasis on getting that money? Will they be able to rebound if it does happen to go back to, hey, we got to recruit football players to play football and we don't really have a lot else to lean on? I thought it was a very compelling read. I will bring it up with you coming up here in just a few minutes. But it is 8 a.m., which means it's time to get to the audio blitz. Some of the best audio we have picked up over the past however many days or hours since the last time we did this. In this case, 48. Let's get to it. This isn't necessarily new. This isn't new at all. But I love this clip. It's the first time I've heard it. Some of you may have heard it already. I've never stumbled upon it. I heard it and I really liked it. It is just further emphasis on the fact that no matter who they are and what level they are, dudes are going to be dudes. Bros are going to be bros. This is audio that I found on Instagram over the weekend of a sit-down collaborative interview done between Kobe Bryant and Tracy McGrady. That lady said, I heard a story about the two of y'all playing one-on-one. T-Mac was like, we weren't playing one-on-one. We were working on our stuff. We weren't keeping score. And Kobe went, I was keeping score 11-3. Specifically remember that, 11-3. He's like, I didn't make that number up. I remember it. It was 11-3. T-Mac's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. We were working on the post move. No, we weren't. I was trying to beat you, dog. It was 11-3, and I did. It happens to everybody. Everybody has a bad day. But not me. Not that day. That is so good. That's the type of bleep talk that you get down with your boys when you don't let them forget something for a very long time. Kobe was like, you don't even remember, and I'm still not going to let you forget that moment. I love that. On top of all that, just Kobe being Kobe, man. Just Kobe being Kobe. Let's go to this one. Team USA flag football. Now, there is a major flag football event that is taking place here in a couple of weeks. The United States Flag Football Championship. I'm going to keep it a buck. I don't know anything about this event. I don't know the level of competition. I don't know if it's like these are the dudes that are working out for the team to be Team USA Flag Football next year.
Yeah, it's a good chance to scout to see what the rules are and things like that.
And I'm going to. Now, I do not know if this is like something I should be watching because these are the guys that will be competing to keep NFL guys out of the Olympics. I don't know if this is like a tryout workout kind of deal or if this is just some fun football teams getting together to play some fun football. I don't know what the deal is with it. I'm going to watch it, though, because I am going to, until told otherwise, be working on the assumption that this tournament is going to be played in the same format and under the same rules as the Olympics will in 2 years in Los Angeles, California. So it'll be, I think, a good introduction to a sport that, granted, I don't need to know about for the next 2 years, but why the heck not get involved? Because I'd like to know everything that I can know about it before the NFL guys start trying to get into it and start trying to become Olympians.
Okay, so I don't know this, but I'm going to ask. As a knower of ball, don't you need to know all ball? Or do you just know some ball?
I mean, I know the ball that the people care about. I mean, I know most ball. I know most ball. I know ball that people don't care about. But no, flag football's never really made it onto the radar, right? Like, I understand disc golf, but I don't know any professional disc golfers right now because that is a sport, unlike, say, hockey and soccer, that no matter how hard I try, if I wanted to, I don't, but no matter how hard I try, there's no world in which I'm getting the people of the upstate into disc golf enough to make it a thing on the show. So I don't really put the time and energy and effort into learning about it at a professional level because it would be a fruitless endeavor.
So when does pickleball come on the radar since it's, you know, so big?
It doesn't and it won't.
Okay.
It doesn't and it won't. And I'm not anti-pickleball. I just know, no, it's never becoming a big thing. Okay? Now, flag football will, if only for a month. But it's the Olympics. And it will be more on the radar if, say, I don't know, Jefferson is running routes to catch balls from Burrow for Team USA. I don't know. Here's what I do know. There's been a conversation about whether NFL players are actually excited or not by the opportunity to participate in this. Because we have had some guys that have already said, nah, appreciate it, but I'm out. Patrick Mahomes said, no, I'm not going. I'm not going to do that. I'll leave it to the young guys. There have been some, say, wide receivers. Some have been hot. Some have been cold to the reaction. Some have been very neutral. Brian Hoyer is a former NFL quarterback. And Brian Hoyer says he's actually excited. Now, Brian Hoyer probably won't be representing Team USA, but he might be representing somebody. Brian Hoyer says, I'm not getting picked for Team USA. I already know that. But I am a dual citizen of Germany. And they asked me to come over and help to get this whole thing organized. I said yes. And now that I'm there, it's like, maybe I play. Maybe I don't help them recruit. Maybe I play. And then he pointed out that the St. Brown brothers are dual citizens as well. This is something that happens in soccer quite regularly. A lot of these kids that are playing for U.S. soccer have dual citizenship. Diego Luna, who scored a goal last night for Team USA, has dual citizenship with Mexico. So Team USA had to actively recruit Diego Luna to get him into their program because he could have chosen Mexico. And much like college football, in the international football world, you get one transfer. You can leave one international team if you have citizenship in another country, whether it is naturalized citizenship or earned citizenship, you can transfer and play for another country if you are or become a citizen. So not just do you have to recruit a Diego Luna, but if you want him to stay on the team, you've got to play Diego Luna so that he wants to stay as a part of the team. Well, Brian Hoyer said, look, if there's a guy like St. Brown, the St. Brown brothers, who are dual citizens in both the U.S. and Germany, and one or both of them don't get selected for Team USA, I'm recruiting them to come play at Germany, right? So some of the bigger countries where there are NFL players who have dual citizenship or can earn dual citizenship, because remember, one player per team per national team. If Team USA grabs somebody from 15 teams, and those 15 teams have guys on them that are dual citizens, they could absolutely be recruited to go play somewhere else, which makes that tournament, to me, a little bit more interesting, a little more exciting. But I think the point here for me is, Brian Hoyer is sitting here saying, and granted, he's a 41-year-old retired guy. He will be 43 when the Olympics happen. 41-year-old dude right now that's saying, I'm pumped. Like, this is an opportunity to do something different and special. I'm in. I hope that the American players do the same thing. Yang Hansen is a recently drafted player out of China going to play his ball for the Portland Trail Blazers. He made his media appearance this weekend, and he learned or is learning English, wants to be able to communicate with the media there in Portland and across these great United States. So he was being asked questions and doing his best to respond to them in English. And I got to tell you, Yang Hansen became immediately one of my favorite NBA players before he's taken a court because of this. That's it. This is my favorite player. What do you like to do?
You think the reporter got it?
I hope so, because I did. I felt this man in my soul. But listen, I've tried to tell you all the time. Governments have problems with each other, not people. At the end of the day, we're just people trying to make it, all right? We're just people trying to make it. Governments have problems with each other. Big suits have problems with each other. The people don't. Here's a dude that comes from China, just got here, got into the league, day one, question one. What do you like to do when you don't play basketball? I like to sleep. I like to play PS5. I like to eat. End, rinse, repeat. Yang? Me too, dog.
Oh, see, I thought he said eat.
No, he said I like to eat.
You sure he didn't say he likes to eat?
Yep, I listened to it multiple times, primarily because I love the answer so much. He said, I like to sleep, I like to play PS5, and I like to eat. Straight out of the gate. Right. First time.
You can't convince me. I believe he said eat.
I mean, you can believe whatever you want.
I know.
I literally listened to it. He said eat.
I just listened to it, too.
Hilarious if he said yeet.
Right.
He did not say yeet. He said eat. And the only reason I'm going to stick to that is because I need it known that Yang's my dog. I have not pulled for an NBA player this hard that I didn't know anything about in a very long time. Like, I don't know, since TJ McConnell. Like, what a dude. My man... This is an opportunity for his first press conference to sit in front of the Portland media and be like, oh, there's not a time that I'm not thinking about basketball. If I'm awake, I'm thinking about basketball. If I'm awake, I'm in the gym, I'm working on my free throws, working on my post game, working on my spin, working on my rebound. There's no point I'm not thinking about basketball, but no, he answered that question honest as hell. He said, I sleep. I eat, I PS5, repeat.
Would it mean the same if an American player said that? Let's say, I'm going to pick someone random. Let's say Kyler Murray says that.
I mean, I think the difference is Kyler Murray had about two real bad years in the league. You say this when either A, you're a rook and it's your introductory. This is like when Keon Coleman last year made his way up to the thing and he's like, yo, ask me where I got my jacket. And I'm like, is this dude about to flex a $25,000 jacket on me? Because I'm not down with that. And he goes, JCPenney, I got it on sale. Buy your winter clothes in April, people.
He was also the guy with the snacks, right?
He was also the guy with the snacks.
That's where you were going.
Yeah. I mean, all of it. He just gave sound bites like that. And the reason I am Team Keon Coleman is because I like when these dudes keep it real. There's a dude that kept it real, and I respect the hell up out of that. I like that a lot. All right, let me get one or two in here real quick before we go to the break. SNY is the network that covers the New York baseball metropolitans. They were doing a Mets game this weekend. You know, PitchCom, like the pitcher has the little thing in his ear, and the catcher has a little, speaking of PS5, like a little controller, and he punches buttons that say, throw this pitch in this direction?
No, so they're not using signs anymore?
Nope, they use the PitchCom.
I mean, so, seriously.
I'm being serious. Okay, the catcher has a little control pad about that big, and it's got buttons on it, and half of it is buttons for what pitch he wants the pitcher to throw, and the other half is where he wants to throw it. So he punches in two buttons, and in the ear of the pitcher, they got a little radio device. It's about that big, and it's got a speaker on it, and they tuck it in the brim of their cap, and it says to the pitcher, you'll see him put the glove over the ear like this. Sometimes that's so they can hear it. It says, fastball, outside. I've wondered what that sounded like. I'm like, what's this device sounded like? I don't know how the hell it took this long. But finally, SNY told us. So there you have it. That's PitchCom.
Why does it have to be generic speak and spell voice?
Why can't it
be like Siri where you can change, you know, what accent you get?
I still want my GPS to be Samuel L. Jackson. Turn left, mother. Four-seam fastball, you son of a. Like, give me that. I don't know. For some reason, that was like really anticlimactic to me.
Yeah, because with all of modern technology, it's cool. I seriously didn't know that they did that.
Yeah,
and but I expected a different voice. I don't know why.
I don't know what I expected. It was just like Lonza said, it was like generic, hey, type this in, I'll have my computer say it voice. I don't know how to explain it. It was just kind of anticlimactic. They do offer PitchCom, by the way, where it can also speak Spanish or Japanese as well. So I assume it's the same voice, but speaking Spanish. But yeah, there you go. That's what pitchers on the bump are here. By the way, they have these in college now too.
Wouldn't you think?
In fact, in the Coastal Carolina LSU game 2 of the College World Series, there was an issue because Coastal's pitcher, they don't know if it was a wiring issue or if literally the batteries in his device died, but his device, his speaker device, died on him, and Coastal had to go back to using traditional signals.
Wouldn't you think that you'd want a different voice for each team? Because that voice could be hacked somehow. It's so generic, and someone could be sending in their own pitches.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not.
Everything can be hackable.
I mean, I also once played Cyberpunk, so I don't know how difficult that's going to be. I'm going to assume that these baseball teams that are spending billions of dollars a year to operate probably have an IT guy. They probably got an IT guy. And I'm also going
to
say,
They're using unshielded cable like you used to get from Radio Shack and pick up like people's CBs when they drive by your house.
Let's also point out that the first time that the catcher calls for a four-seamer and the pitcher throws a slider in the dirt, the catcher's going to get up and go, yo, WTF, bro, that's not what I said. The hacking would last one pitch. It wouldn't go any deeper than that. The minute catcher says four-seamer and pitcher throws a curveball low and away, catcher's going to be like, all right, we're done with that. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a minute. We'll talk about that Wall Street Journal article. Get your thoughts on it. John Blau at 840, The Rob Brown Show, now on The Fan Upstate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm going to get to this Wall Street Journal article that I was talking about. But I'm gonna talk about something else that I didn't tease here. Here's why. It's in the same realm. It's in the same discussion. And we're going to talk about this a little bit here, set it up. We'll talk to John Blau with the Post and Courier coming up here in just a minute, and then we will get back to this to open up the next hour of the show. 28 minutes ago, Ross Dellinger put up a tweet that I think is going to be a topic of conversation for a hot minute here. Dellinger has linked to an article that he has up on Yahoo Sports. He writes, and I quote, "As college sports enters its most transformative era, many Power League ADs are urging leaders to explore collective bargaining. They are attending CBA presentations, and one SEC athletic director reveals his athlete employee plan with the quote, 'I'm not biting my tongue anymore.'" Now, I went to the article. I read the article during the break. Dellinger says that Tennessee athletic director Danny White is the SEC director in question here. He writes about Danny White. For more than 2 years now, Danny White has quietly socialized with select colleagues a detailed presentation that he believes serves as a solution to what ails the college sports industry. He's worked mostly in the shadows, pitching his solution through a multi-slide deck in an effort to rally support for this passion project, a collective bargaining agreement with college athletes. Well, he's done being quiet about it. Dellinger then quotes Danny White as saying, quote, "It's time to go public. I've been voicing it in private rooms for 4 years. I'm not going to bite my tongue anymore." Dellinger then says the presentation, shown in detail to Yahoo Sports, illustrates how a college athlete collective bargaining model might work. The fact that this concept derives from the leader of an SEC athletic department and one of the country's most valuable brands makes it all the more relevant. The package features multiple flowcharts, a detailed explanation of the concepts, and a stunning change that may make university leaders squirm. It refers to players not as student athletes, but as employee athletes. In White's model, college athletes would, in fact, not be employees of their schools. The structure calls for the creation of a national employment organization that partners with a players association, perhaps one already formed in the professional leagues, to create a, quote, modernized and improved ecosystem, end quote, for football and men's basketball players, White describes, and one still tethered to higher education via requirements in a bargained agreement. White told Yahoo Sports, quote, collective bargaining and employment status should not be seen as negative terms. I think there's a lot of people who think the same way I do. We can go through another 3 or 5 or 10 years of a difficult environment, or we can accept the reality and fix it right now, end quote. So I will start with the statement that makes it all about me. Told you. You let it go so far that you have created a world where the only solution is collective bargaining. There's no other solution. And as we talked about when we had our panel of NIL guests on a couple of weeks ago, and we were interviewing those who are heavily involved in the legal world and have legal opinions on all of this, the problem that was created by the fact that when revenue sharing came to the forefront and there were no rules about the NIL world, and then you tried to establish rules, my take from the beginning has been, if you create a world where there are no rules and you allow people to live in that world, and then later you come back around and you try to install rules, the people that have figured out how to thrive in the environment where there are no rules are going to challenge not the rules that you are trying to install. They are going to challenge your authority to install them. And they are going to challenge your authority to install them in a world of litigation. They are going to challenge your authority to install the rules under the laws of whatever is the most opportune court to fight those rules, whether it is in a local court, a state court, or in a federal court, they are going to fight you. And the way the system is set up and designed, they're likely going to win more often than they don't. So you've created a world by starting this whole thing off with no rules and circling back around later with rules. You've created a world where the athletes, their parents, and most importantly of all, agents are going to say, you can't do that. The United States Code of Federal Law or the state of fill in the blank here law or the local municipality law says you can't do that because X. You have to install all of your rules and then you have to make athletes try to knock them down one by one. And you have to do that so that A, you at least have some rules. B, you have time to react to those rules being changed with your response to that. And C, you don't have this world where there are no rules and there can't be any. But that's what you did. So I agree with Danny White's thoughts now, which is, we can go through another 3 or 5 or 10 years of a difficult environment, or we can accept the reality and fix it right now. I'll tell you what I think is the most interesting aspect of this. And again, we're going to talk about this a lot more at the top of the next hour. So if this story intrigued you, make sure you're here for that. I think what is the most intriguing element of this to me is the concept of creating academic standards, requirements within contracts signed between the entities, whether it is the College Sports Commission, the conferences, or the schools. Putting academic requirements into play. Saying, all right, here's the deal. We're going to sign this NIL deal with you, and it's going to be for $1 million a year. But in order to cash, you have to play in this many games, attend this many practices, you have to go to classes that meet these level of requirements, and you have to have this GPA within them. And if players don't want that, say, cool, go play your ball somewhere else. But that's the contract we sign, and it's within the rules that this collective bargaining agreement allows. I think that there is going to be some weight to this. I think this is interesting, and as Dellinger wrote out, this is an SEC active AD of a major brand. This isn't some local yokel radio dude like me with the idea. This is somebody with some weight to throw around. Again, we'll bring this up at the 9 o'clock hour. John Blau with the Post and Courier talks Clemson sports next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. It is also Monday morning. It is also 8:40 a.m. And at Monday mornings, 8:40 a.m., we head on down the road and welcome into the radio program a young man kind enough to donate his time on Mondays at 8:40 a.m. to talk Clemson Tiger Athletics. He is from the Post and Courier. He is John Blau joining us here on the show. John, what's up, big fella? How we doing?
I'm good. How are you, Rob?
Doing exceptionally well. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, my man. Let's dive right in, John. It is what we call here on the show, hashtag peak offseason. We are in the doldrums of football. We got guys that are home. We're going to have camps starting up here soon, but we got a little period between here and ACC Media Days where most things, with a couple of recruiting story exceptions, etc., are kind of down. So it's a lot of speculation right now. John, I'm on a lot of different radio shows and doing interviews and hosting shows on our network, etc., etc. And one thing that I've noticed, Clemson's getting a lot of attention as a national championship, not just contender, but front runner this year. I've got guys on my gambling network that are putting tickets on them to win a natty. I've got folks calling me from other football teams' markets to talk about Clemson and the threat that they might pose, et cetera, et cetera. In your opinion, A, is that valid? And if I asked you for the one or two reasons that you would say Clemson can be a championship front runner this year, the points of emphasis that you would hammer on for that, what would they be?
Yeah, I mean, the it being valid, you have on offense pretty much everybody coming back other than a young running back room. So obviously, veteran quarterback Tate Klubnik. You have two rising sophomore receivers in Wesco and Moore who have proven they're good, another year of maturity. Antonio Williams, an offensive line, all back. And then on the defensive side, you're banking on talent and a new defensive coordinator in Tom Allen. So obviously that defense was not up to par at all last year. But if you think that Tom Allen is one of those transformative type leaders, a former head coach at IU, was coaching the defense for Penn State last year, who was, you know, went deep into the CFP, those are the two points of emphasis. Just obviously experience on offense with a great old senior quarterback and a defense that has a lot of talent. Peter Woods, CJ Parker, Avion Terrell, a bunch of guys who everybody thinks could get drafted, plus defensive coordinator you think can lead them. But obviously, again, we need to see the change from that defense, and we obviously need to see all those guys coming back on offense continue to take steps forward.
Those are all talking points that I have hit, John Blau, so I'm glad to hear that. The one that I have leaned on, though, is what you talked about on the defensive side of the ball. I think you are looking at a front seven with some names that are NFL quality, and then Tom Allen coming in to be the DC. What has your experience with him been? What has he said? What has he done that has inspired confidence in his ability to step in and take a defense that last year felt like it had all the talent, but never really just got to where it was meeting expectations, and turn that on its head to be the reason that this team is being discussed as a potential first round bye caliber team?
Yeah, I mean, Tom Allen, coincidentally, is a guy I covered back when I was in Bloomington, Indiana, covering IU. And, you know, he's a very aggressive, emotional, passionate guy. And if you looked at Clemson's defense last year, I mean, the one huge gaping hole was they did not have a defensive end opposite of T.J. Parker, and they could not hold an edge versus the run game. But also, they just didn't really have an aggressiveness. They weren't attacking in the ways you were used to seeing a Brent Venables Clemson defense attack. Tom Allen's going to get them coming upfield, attacking, zero blitz, bring everybody, you know, bring the fight to you type of personality. And again, mentioning the T.J. Parker, the Peter Woods, obviously you get a Will Helt that's now opposite of T.J. Parker, the Purdue transfer. You have the bodies and you hope to have the mentality, an attacking style of defense. And so we saw it obviously during the spring, you know, just Tom Allen just emphasizing, you know, something that seems very simple but very, you know, important, which is effort. He watched practice tape of Clemson from last year and Wes Goodwin's last year, and he saw just too much loafing and just people not giving full effort, and then that translating obviously to the game. They had, you know, at the end of practice periods during the spring, you know, up downs for every single loaf that they noticed from practice the day before. They had those cut down from maybe like 60 loafs combined on the defense the first day of practice to something like 15 or 10 or something like that by the end of spring. So he definitely brings a different mentality, different kind of you know, obviously scheme, but then just passion and kind of way of thinking and attacking the day that they hope can get the most out of those talented guys on defense.
I am really glad that loafs aren't a stat that anybody keeps track of me for, John Blau, because I'd be doing up-downs until I died. John Blau of the Post and Courier joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Over on the other side of the ball, the big conversation, John, is, oh, it feels like Clemson has potential to be back to wide receiver U. For a number of years, if you wanted wide receivers in the NFL, you got them up out of Clemson. Kind of felt like that tanked off a little bit. But the conversation is about, as you mentioned, Antonio Williams, Bryant Wesco, et cetera. What did we see in the early portion of this offseason? I know we're way away from camp. I know we have seen way more reps in shells and hats than we've seen in full gear. But is there evidence of that growth, that maturity? Have we seen anybody in the wide receiver room that has stepped up in terms of either they just look like they've grown up or have become a leader in that locker room that the team can lean on? Just talk to me a little bit about the development we have seen out of that group that feels so important to the aspirations of this team this year.
Yeah, I mean, Bryant Wesco is a guy that showed up to campus. I think he was like 170 pounds. I think he was well over 180, 185 in the spring. So that's a guy that, you know, you were wondering if he was going to be physically mature enough to play as a freshman, was just about enough mature, obviously because of his speed and his burst. But now he's getting more physically mature to be able to play more, you know, day in, day out, not get nicked up as much as he was last year. TJ Moore was a guy that was physically developed, but came in the summer and really was just behind in terms of learning the offense and getting comfortable. We saw that in the CFT when he was able to produce. I mean, it was like, I think he had a 100-yard game in Clemson's last game of the season. So we saw maybe what he can be more of when he's up to speed. And I think we've been hearing more reports of him kind of continuing to make progress. And then the guy we're not even really talking about at all is Tyler Brown, who was kind of like Antonio Williams from the year before. I mean, a guy who led them in receiving yards as a freshman and has hurt the entire year. That's another guy you have in kind of a wave behind the top three. And Tristan Smith, I mean, the JUCO receiver from Southeast Missouri State, I mean, he made some plays in the spring game. It's a 6'5 receiver. I don't know if he's going to be, again, playing more than a third of the snaps or anything like that, but he's a guy that you get in the red zone, throw it up to a guy who's 6'5". I mean, he could make some plays in the red zone, in the end zone for you for Clemson. So, yeah, there's been a lot of good signs there. I mean, again, we're going to have to see it, you know, day in, day out. Obviously, we have to stay healthy. That's been an issue for Clemson receivers in recent years. But as long as they stay healthy and they continue to make the progress that everybody thinks they will, it should be a really dangerous core with obviously a very veteran quarterback throwing them the ball.
John Blau with the Post and Courier joins us every Monday at 8:40 to talk Clemson sports. The tight end spot, I think, is one of the more intriguing positions. We know that Jake Brenningstuhl has been a stalwart in this offense. He's kind of been the crutch that's been there for Cade when it's been needed. Not just the crutch, he's also been a playmaker, a target for Cade Klubnik the last year and a half or so. But where do we go now? Is there anybody as important as Brenningstuhl was, as developed as the tight end spot was in this Riley offense the last couple of years? Is there anybody that is capable of, has anybody started to step into that role to be the next that guy?
Yeah, I mean, the next guy up, obviously, is Olsen Pat Henry, who's going to be a junior this year. He made huge advances as a blocker, which allowed him and Brenningstuhl to be kind of the two guys when they went to those two tight end sets. But the guy I'm really interested in is a rising redshirt freshman, which is Christian Betancourt. He was a basketball and football star in Illinois, and has just a rare combination of size, speed, fluidness in terms of the way he moves. He's the guy, as long as he can block, and again, it's always about being able to do that part of the game. Obviously, everybody wants to see them over the middle making catches, but if you're a liability in the run game, or, you know, we can only put you out there split out as kind of a slot, especially when we have some of these other receivers we can create mismatches with, you're less valuable. But if he can block, and you're hoping with a year in the system he can do that, he's a guy that might give Clemson like a legit 1-2 punch at tight end. Otherwise, we're just looking at Olsen Pat Henry kind of being the main guy. Josh Sapp is kind of a guy you throw in there every now and again who can make some plays. But if Christian Betancourt, again, is a guy who really develops, I think he could. That could really, again, be another element in this offense. It's really dangerous.
We are talking to John Blau here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. You've mentioned a couple of times, John, and I think appropriate to do so, this offensive line and the fact that you got most everybody back. It's a year of experience and maturation for a team that went to the college football playoff last year. Talk to me about that unit as a whole this year. What do you think they're able to carry over from last year into this year that is going to make them special, unique, important, whatever adjective you want to go with here?
Yeah, let me take a step back first. I also didn't even mention Ian Shefflin, the basketball player. He's going to be playing tight end, too. So, yeah, you got that as well. But the offensive line, I mean, this has the potential to be the best offensive line Clemson has had in 5 or 6 years. I mean, Blake Miller is now a 4-year starter at right tackle. This is the guy who has a legit chance to be a first, second-round pick in next year's draft if he continues to elevate his game. I mean, just obviously you have him and then Tristan Lee on the other side. He's now going to be a third-year starter, a guy who was a little slow early in his career getting going, but this is a former five-star prospect who has great athleticism and obviously can protect that blind side for Klubnik. And so you have those two pillars right there. I mean, that's huge. And the Brian Linthicum now has a year as a starting center under his belt and honestly was really, really good for a guy who had very little snaps at Clemson as a redshirt junior. So now you have a redshirt senior in there who's kind of running traffic. And plenty of options at guard, whether it's Walker Parks, who's had some injury issues, whether it's Elijah Thurman, whether you have Harris Sewell. There's a lot of guys you can run in there at guard, Colin Sadler as well. They have a lot of depth that if you lose one or two guys, you're not going to be totally screwed. It's kind of the hope if you're Clemson. So, again, just bringing back 4 out of 5 starters and a bunch of guys who have started games, Matt Luke being the coach with it. I guess this is now going to be his second full season as the offensive line coach. I mean, that's going to hopefully pay dividends. And obviously, if Kate Klubnik has all the time in the world to sit back there and hit those receivers and, you know, obviously open up some holes for those young running backs, this Clemson offense could be really hard to stop.
John Blau from the Post and Courier joins us every Monday morning at 8:40 a.m. to talk Clemson ball. John, last one, and then we'll cut you loose. Coming into this year, like I've mentioned, a lot of people predicting this team to be a front runner, et cetera. That LSU game at the beginning of the year, to me, might be the game that is the biggest difference between potentially being 10-2, 11-1, or 12-0, obviously with South Carolina kind of feeling themselves down there in Columbia as well. If I asked you what you think the realistic ceiling and worst possible outcome for this team is, I know it's only June. I know we're still 70-whatever days away, but if I asked you today, based on what we've seen so far, for the realistic ceiling and floor of this team, what would that be?
Yeah, I hate to say undefeated because that's just so... Yeah, it's realistic, but it's obviously hard to attain. I would say 11-1 is very realistic. Again, you have that LSU game. That's going to be a hard one. I mean, there are other challenges throughout the schedule. Georgia Tech, Louisville, we'll see what Bill Belichick does in year one at UNC, and then, like you said, South Carolina. But I think it's very likely they only lose one of those games, depending on whichever one it is. It's, at the end of the day, though, again, I mean, you're bringing a lot of people back, but if things don't get better – you could very much be the team you were last year. You could be 10-2, 9-3. It's not guaranteed just because you bring people back that you're going to be better. You're not going to trip up again against LSU or Georgia Tech or Louisville or South Carolina. So I would say the floor is closer to 9-3. I would be very surprised if they were 8-4. Something catastrophic would have to happen in terms of injuries or just some things not coming together. But I think you're looking at a possible 11-1 team, at worst, probably 9-3.
John Blau covers these Clemson Tigers for the Post and Courier. You can find him on X at John, JON_Blau, BLAU. You can also find him here every Monday at 8:40. My man, appreciate the time as always. Big dog, enjoy the rest of the week. We'll talk to you a week from today.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rob.
You got it. John Blau, Post and Courier. When we come back here in just a minute. We started on that Ross Dellinger article. Danny White, athletic director at the University of Tennessee, has said that he is putting forward a plan. Not officially, not to anybody specifically, other than other athletic directors, to create a world of collective bargaining that does not require employing the students as employees. That's what employ means. You get it. We'll address this. I'll give you some more thoughts on that when we come back here in just a minute. Your phone calls and texts are welcome at 844-326-3663. You are welcome for this Sports Flash.
You are. You're very welcome to listen. You don't have to like it, but you need to listen. The Atlanta Braves dropped 2 of 3 against Philly, including a 2-1 loss yesterday afternoon. Spencer Strider was hit with a 6 loss despite giving up just 5 hits and 2 runs across 7 innings with 4 strikeouts. Atlanta's offense had 6 hits, including 2 from Matt Olson, but put just one runner in scoring position through the game. Atlanta struck out 11 times. NBA offseason moves are in full swing. Blazers big man DeAndre Ayton is becoming a free agent after finalizing a contract buyout. James Harden is staying with the Clippers, agreeing to a 2-year $81.5 million deal. LeBron James has exercised his $52.6 million player option with the Lakers for next season. And Charlotte has added guard Colin Sexton. Caitlin Clark and Nafisa Collier are your WNBA All-Star captains as the two top vote-getters in the league. Clark received 1.3 million votes, with Collier getting just under 1.2.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.